In Abram was gladness. Amid all the sadness and death of this life, God counted him righteous. No longer was he to be Abram, but now, because of Jesus, he would be called Abraham. Kings would come from him, a son promised him, an everlasting possession granted him. God made a covenant with man. He declares a promise and remembers his mercy. Forth from his mouth comes his mighty word to break our bonds, to make us his own special people. Evil ruled in your heart, and darkness reigned over you. Locked in Satan's chains, your bondage like that of your father Adam. Lost in your sin, you despise God and his good things, fearing powers of earth and sin and death. The state of man, great depravity, for evil lurks and fills the hearts of men as your sins lead you astray. But the sun has dawned on Father Abraham, and upon your hearts also. The promise is for Abraham and for you. But why does God look out over the land and count you righteous? What have you done to receive the gifts of heaven? Nothing. In fact, apart from God, you can do nothing. Your souls are sleeping, your bonds hardening, and your hearts are troubled. But the promise is for Abraham and for his children, for you. For you, because you are the object of his love and attention. For you, because of his great love. He likes you, and no power, not of earth, nor sin, nor death, can have you from his hands. And forth from his mouth comes his mighty word to break your bonds and to make you his own bride. For we rejoice that amid all our sadness, God did not ignore us and leave us to our own destruction. Instead, he became man, seeking, traveling, and finding you. The Lord remembers his promises and showers his mercy upon you. This promise, the gifts of heaven come flowing from the darkness of Calvary's cross. The sunshine of your hearts shines forth only from the darkness of Jesus' crucifixion. For while you were caught in your sin, the God-man, Jesus, died and shed his life, body broken, blood spilled. True gifts to wake your souls and break your bonds. A promise. He will be your God. What does this mean? God's life is yours. He gives you all of himself. On Calvary's cross, he defeated Satan and destroyed death. He brings that blood, the life of the world, and washes you in his word. With his very breath, he takes away the sin of the world and speaks comfort to his bride. With blood spilled and words spoken, Jesus places crowns upon your head and calls you his love. We shout for gladness. triumph over sadness. God has made kings come forth from Abraham. He has established great nations, for by Jesus' blood, God has given the gifts of heaven to you. Your souls, now awake, your bonds now broken, you stand with Jesus forever. Alleluia. In Jesus' name.